Blog Talk Radio.
And talk to you is what we do here on the Higher Learning Network and the Female Solution Radio Podcast TV Show. And it is time for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I am joined by our very own Naiba Latif, Grand Rising Master Style. Looking all glorious this afternoon. And you are, and it shows. Actually, I think I could use those that head wrap with my glasses. I think that would work very well. Oh, and I'm just sweating. I got all the windows open, and I'm still sweating. It's hot. I'm not complaining, though. I let the record show I am not complaining because this is Chicago, and we don't get hot weather that often. But in the, I forgot my fan in the room. But in the meantime, I'm having a power surge, and I do mean power. I don't know where it came from, but I'm very grateful for it. Woo! I love heat. I just wish I was on the island in the Bahamas with my feet cocked up with a pina colada, virgin pina colada in my hand. Oh, Lord, I'm having a moment. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. How's it how's it over there on your end, sister? You hot? You sweating? Are you feeling good this morning? I wish I could say that, but I'm not maintaining it right now. Mm-hmm. Well, you should have told me that before I had that hot glass of tea before I came on the air. I'm always trying to get it up and get it out before I get on the air. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, this is a new, it's a new show, but it has a new name. And it's no longer the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. It is called the Global Virtual Teen Tweens and Tots Contest. And if you are watching online, we'd love to hear from you, where you're calling from, where you're watching from. And if you have any comments, we will post them in there. I hear an echo. Why do I hear an echo? I think I need to go and turn something. And while she's doing that, I'm going to see if we've got some comments. It says, yes, we have some comments. Shaquille O'Neal Studios, yeet. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm sure you can.
I wonder if that's Shaquille from our podcast training class.
Perhaps so.
I think it is. Is this you?
Yo, what's up, guys? Once again, I'm sure you know my name, but let's start all over again. My name is Jordan. I'm 13 years old. I was born, and I was ready to born in Toronto, Canada. SIX. And my passion has been always acting since I was a little kid because I really enjoyed the acting. It's like you, but it's another version of you. Well, we talked about acting, pandemic performance, memorization work, all of that fun stuff.
Without further ado, guys, let's just get straight to the video. What are you guys waiting for? What do you want from Nick to do?
Some peace.
Who did that? I'm coming with the belt.
Bitch, what I thought a nigga said something. saw the nigga said something.
I am not an advocate of the N-word, so you can use your imagination, but I just thought it was simply phenomenal, the pole work these young men are doing. So, yeah.
So this was not slowed down. This was Oh, wait a minute.
I think this was slowed down. I don't know.
Yeah, I was trying to see if it was an editing thing or this is actually where they were moving that slow.
I don't know.
But I think based on just the laws of gravity, I think it was actually slowed down.
Yeah, based on the laws of gravity, I think this was edited. We're editors, so we know.
Yeah.
And it's just, based on the laws of
very creative.
Even though I have seen them go slow, not all of them at the same time. Yeah, that flip. So wow, this is fantastic. And there's four of them. So let us know what you think. How are you grading them on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least and 5 being the highest? Would you give them a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 based on originality? We can tell from their personality. Their performance and their overall performance. Let us know. Hey, and you can vote in HLE, vote online. Either one. So we've got, or you can vote here too. The boy, just put in the comments. It's like comment there. And while you're at it, let us know what city, country, or planet that you are. That was fantastic. So I'll give you a next grade back, make a comment, and while you are doing that, I will pull up the screen, and this is the sports team where the little girl is just, I've never seen a little girl like this, though. You let me know. See, they said girls can't play with boys, but these are future Olympians. So you take a look at it, and you let me know what you think. This is a young girl. This is the future Olympian. So are you ready? Are you all ready? And that's Omar ESPN. 5, are you ready? Did you text somebody and let them know what? Okay, let's do it. Here we go.
Did she not outrun them all?
A little girl, okay? And here's the story. He turned his death on, baby.
Is that the same girl?
Wow.
Okay, you know, skating. I love racing. I didn't skate the race.
Whoa.
And there's it's the same. Yeah. See, I thought this was the same little girl, but that's a boy. So what do you think about that?
I love it when girls break the stereotypes.
Go quick,
get up, go, 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 go.
And now that she's got
baby.
Yeah, she did it, and she did it very good.
Like, you know, girl, yes, she did it. I don't know how old she is, but I know she's not.
I know that much.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we changed it to 10, 20, and
because there's so many young, so many very young people that are so talented, and you don't want that.
Look at Wolf's name Super CEO Superheroes.
Yeah, those little
6-year-olds,
they
were
something else.
Is that child's name? Oh, Lexi.
You're right, Lexi. Right, yeah.
6 years old, the adult, after she did her presentation, the adult said, oh, she just dropped the mic. I was like, I've never seen a 6-year-old do that before in my life. Have you?
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
Well, you know.
And this.
There's some very intelligent 6-year-olds. We just have to listen and take them seriously when they speak.
Yes.
That's why I always tell parents, do not talk baby talk to your child. Speak in very clear, articulate tones because they're going to imitate the sound that they hear from you. So
right.
when you speak to your child, when you read to them, when you talk clearly, they'll do the same thing at a very early age. Yes. So don't go to your child. Don't do that.
No. Otherwise, that's the language. And, you know, I'm so glad you said that, Naima, because I listen to some children in some locations, and that's how they talk, because that's how their parents talk to them. And they don't know how to form full sentences because they've been talked to as a baby for so long. They're like,
don't talk baby talk to your child.
Speak in English to these children.
I know.
They're speaking in sentences, I should say.
I know. I mean,
because it makes a difference.
It makes a big difference.
Yes, it is. And this one shows up as a little young lady right here, and her name is Lexi. This is from the CEO Superheroes podcast, and this is not the competition. Just let the record show this is not in the competition, but we just need the work that a 6-year-old, a 7, and an 8-year-old can do. So this is Malachi on the left, and it's Lexi and it's on the right. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is the CEO Superheroes podcast, and we will be talking about the reading workshop that took place last year. We had an awful lot of fun at the reading workshop, and we bring the quest on Lexi and Celine.
Hello, my name is Lexi, and my name is Celine.
So, what is the best about the workshop?
I like that everyone was focusing on doing their own thing and that everyone was just going with the flow.
How about you, Queen?
I like that everybody was picking out books because people like books and they like reading them. So people need to get more into them so then they can, like, work at a library.
Yes. Yeah. You hear how they speak in complete sentences.
So
true.
Yes. Let's continue. What did you write in the workshop? Let's start with Betsy.
I write it that because I was watching a fun show that they only had up to 10 episodes, and I wanted more. They put it in more. And I didn't even send that out to send it to them.
That is wrong. How about you, Sweet?
I kind of said the same thing as Lexi. I was watching Rainbow High, and there's only like 20 or like 11 episodes. And I wanted more, and there wasn't a next season yet. So I wanted a next season, or I wanted more episodes.
And this is where it stops, but I just thought you appreciate this little these young people doing an interview. How old is Malachi? I think he might have been eight or nine or something like that. But I do know that Lexi was six. And this is the level of intelligence of our children. Let us know what you think about that. What would you grade them on? Even though they're not in the contest, I repeat, they are not in the contest. I would like to know what you think about them, how you think Malachi did for that interview, because I just thought he was outstanding. And the answers that, what's the girl's name? I keep forgetting. Lexi. Lexi and Serene, the answer that they gave, I just thought that was apropos. So while you're grading, I'll give you a chance to grade. You can send those grades, those points, your vote in to hlntvshow@gmail.com, or you can post them on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. And that we will know what you are thinking, and we appreciate that. Alrighty, and that was contestant. Actually, that was not a contestant. That was just showing you the promo. This is our next contestant, and I was sent this from Instagram. I'm learning to check my, what they call it, my DMs. That's direct messaging. Thank you, young people, for keeping me posted on the terminology, because I don't know these things. I'm old school, and that's how I learn. But I think you are going to appreciate this, because I don't care what generation you are from. Everybody knows this young man, and I am going to pull him up so you can see him. Has anybody ever heard of the name Michael Jackson? Several generations have, from teens, toddlers, tweens, to grandparents. So this is contestant number 5, which is the Michael Jackson dancers. Let us know what you think. Oh, got to turn the audio up. What I wouldn't do to have them knees, baby. What I wouldn't do. No, I ain't going to say that, because I want to keep my knees. I just wish I could dance like that. How about that? Yeah. Yeah. Sand dance. Do you know how hard it is to walk in the sand, let alone dance in the sand? And he is dancing in the sand? Wow. 1 through 5. What do you all think? Put those scores in there on YouTube, on Facebook. You can put them in there, or you can comment right here. That's number 4, the Michael Jackson dancer. Yes, that's contestant number 4. And I think it's just fascinating to watch him. I could just look at him over and over and over again. And if you need help in determining whether or not you want to vote for him, I think I just gave you some extra footage so you can kind of figure that one out. So, and if you just join us, we'd love to hear your comments. What you got to say? What do you think about it? Okay, and this one I call the silver person. Let me take Michael down so we can bring up this silver. I didn't know what to call it, so I just, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll let you call it. How about that? You tell me what this is. And we will take it from there. All right, here we go. And I need to turn the audio up. Where is it? It's in here somewhere. There it is.
Okay. Never seen anything like it in my life, in this lifetime.
Wow.
Don't cross the line. Honey, I think he just made all the lines. What you think?
That's a whole lot of body control. I mean, from the top of his head to the tip of the feet. I can only dream. My body don't move like that. No, those are the kind of skills you have where you practice every day. Always. Yes, it does. You are going to fall. That, yep, that you are going to do. So, now you have the choice of voting. For contestant number five, I call it the Silver Tumbler. 1 through 5, what do you think? And in the meantime, in between time, just remember that the show is sponsored by the Productive Age team. Thank you so much for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Do you have commercials to play on the switchboard on Blog Talk, Naima?
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com. where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
And we are back here on The Female Solution, and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. On all the social media channels, Higher Learning TV, as you can see right there on the screen, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all of that stuff. It's all Higher Learning TV show. And we hope you're enjoying the show, and we'll share the show with someone. And if you have children who are between the ages, I guess we'll say 6 and 16. How about that? Teens, tweens, and tots. Well, actually, 18 starts in the teens, doesn't it? 18, because 19, you think they're grown, right? So, no, I have no idea. So anyway, send that information into HLNTVshow@gmail.com. Let me send a shout out to Airman, who one of our judges, who's not here today. He'll be with us next month. But I always tell him that I play his promos, so check this out.
And man, I've got it all set up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find me. I need you to find GrindRadio.com. We're getting all that commercial free, man. Stuff like this from New Rose. Straight out of Chicago, y'all. Then in the evening time, after midnight, you're coming to love us. Slow it down. You grab your best guy, your best girl. Get it all in all night long, y'all. Don't let it know. GrindRadio.com.
I want to ever be your friend.
We got a shoe
and
that would be our very own. We do not own the rights to that music, but he does. So I just thought I'd send that to you. Share that with you, I should say. That is Airman Gene Phillips, one of my colleagues from Dusty Radio 1390 back in the day. I'm sorry, Dusty Radio 1390 and WJPC. We worked at several radio stations together, B103, DGF. And I always loved this brother because in this business, the casting couch still exists. Yeah. And Gene was one of those brothers. He wasn't trying to get in nobody's underwear. He was all about sharing skills. So I applaud my brother for that because there were some others who were trying to, you know what I'm saying. They were trying to get me on the casting couch. And Gene was like, look, sis, that's how you do. He looked at me like a sister and I looked at him like a brother. He said, look, sis, this is how you do this, yada, 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 shortcut, the mini pro and all other tools that we had to use in the studio. And he made it his business to be sure that I was very good at what I was doing because he gave me the technical skills that I needed for that. So kudos to my big brother Gene Phillips for making that happen. So I hope you enjoyed it too. So be sure and go check out his show, Riding Radio. It's on his Facebook page, Riding Radio. Riding, R-I-D-I-N, not Riding, I-N-G. It's Riding Radio. So when you be rad, you want to be rad, that's who you want to go to. Okay, so all right, so just wanted to share that with you. What I want to share with you now is a chance for you to vote again. Let's start that voting process back up because this is a young person that you want to experience in a very special way. So are you ready? Yeah. And I will be posting it on our blog as well, and I'll show you that later. But right now, I want to show you this little person. All right, you ready? Get set. Let's go.
A beat.
Hey, Mr. B, y'all got, I'm sorry. I just love that. I tap danced as a child, and I didn't get a chance to complete it, so my mom passed, and I had to go south to live with an aunt, so there went my tap lessons. And when I saw this, this reminded me of it. I hope you enjoy it, because you're going to watch it again. It's just phenomenal. That boy bad. Bad as he want to be. All right now. All right now. You're bad little mama jamma. Celestia, oh my goodness, that was, I'm going to call him the boy dancer, because he looked like he was tapping to me. He was doing a whole lot of things. Isn't that something? Studied hip hop in college. Wow. Mm-hmm. As well as physical. Not a one. And somebody somewhere is copying him. And they're doing a great justice to him. And if you think that was good, wait till you see this. This is something I think our friend Zoe would be proud of, because this is a little person from China, from Asia. I'm not exactly sure what country it is. I'm just going to say Asia. So if you already put your votes in 1 through 5 for the, I'm going to call him the baby dancer. He did tap and everything else. 1 through 5. If you've done that, go right ahead and send those in answers in those votes in, and prepare to watch this. This is Canary Yellow Forever.
Okay.
Like Candy, what y'all think about that? I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. Okay. How about that? How about that? This just goes to show that the what they are studying is not only in school, but it's online. But I was just so surprised to hear that you could get a degree in this. Really? Something that does, that comes natural to us. We live in a society that tells us we aren't worthy if we don't have the degrees on our wall. Baby, when you're born with what the Creator gave you, that's your degree, okay? Well, I'm not telling you don't go to school. I'm not saying that. Let the record show. I am saying tap into your own natural gifts, talents, and abilities. You do need school because it gives you some social structure. I heard someone say that school is an opportunity for us to gain some social skills. And I said, wow, I never looked at it like that. Yeah. I'm like, Yes, we will. Okay, little girl playing football. I'm like, really? Oh, okay. Well, teach me something. Who says you can't teach old dog new tricks? As long as you're breathing, you can learn. Oh, and speaking of breathing, a shout out to Mr. Eddie Ford. This was a young man that, a senior citizen, I should say, who my husband Tony worked with as a child. And I'm going to put it the information on our blog, which let me pull that up right now so you'll see it. Well, actually, I had it up there during the commercial break, but I want you to see it again so you can get the information because there's a lot of information to share. And that information will be on the blog. And it is for those who are on the switchboard who cannot see, this is the switchboard, but you'll see it on our page. It's called Tumblr.com. And while I'm here, let me read to you. Chicago Austin Youth Travel Adventures. That's one of our clients. She had an opening for a couple of people, a couple of cancellations for a trip to, I think it was Wisconsin somewhere. Anyway. There's the Global Virtual Teen Tweens and Tots contest that I post. But this is the blog. It's the HLN Daily News. That's the blog. You can go to tumblr.com/higherlearningtvshow. And you can find information there. You can also find information on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I'll put that in the information there as well so you can see it. There's a program that got a girlfriend, Memphis in May. She's having a coloring tip, but that's all the information. So you can always go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I'm looking at this. If you didn't see the show on plastic, planet versus plastic, all the plastic that's in your body and in your family and in your life, you need to go see that show. So that's it, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But I just had to share that with you. Just like I've got to show this last contestant here. Are you ready to vote? I hope so, because this one is going to make you think just a little bit. Are you ready? And this is from Matamiyu. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but here we go, Matamiyu. How about that? I'll let it play again just so you can see it while you're grading. 1 through 5, we're voting them on personality, originality, and the overall performance. 1 through 5. So let me know what you think, because I think this young person here has a future ahead of them, because they are going places and doing things and dancing like anybody other than I've ever seen in my life. What do you think about it? All right, 1 through 5. What are your thoughts? Let me know. What are your thoughts? All righty. Send those votes in to hlntvshow@gmail.com. That is the last one. It is time for you to make a decision on which one you thought was the best. And if you'd like to comment, we'd love to hear what your comments are. And Viata's Tiny House Village, a sister from another sister, says, great day, sisters. Thank you for the great talent. And thank you for joining in, because we know our little grandbabies have talent, too. We got to get them on the show one day, Viata. Viata is on Friday mornings from 7 until 9 a.m. on health and well-being. So if you have, just like I have a girlfriend right now in the hospital, because she has vitamin deficiency. She has mineral deficiency, just like the rest of us. And she was at a health food store some months back, and she wasn't feeling that well, so she went, I think it was to Sprouts, she said it was. And she met another lady in there, and they were talking and have a conversation. The lady told her she needed folic acid and B12, I think it was. And she didn't pay any attention to it, and she just kept getting sicker and sicker. So sick, she had to go to the emergency room, and when she went to the emergency room, they kept her there. And they ran some tests and find out the reason why she had all this low energy. She needed B12 and folic acid. And what did the lady at the store tell her? That's why sometimes we need to get quiet and listen, and as after we listen, do the work to see if what the person told us is legit. So evidently what the woman told her was legit. So I gave her Viata's contact information, because Viata, if there's anything that your body needs, let the record show Viata is not a doctor, but she worked she was a manager in a health food store like Whole Foods in Chicago for 30 years. I told her this morning, a decade, centuries, but no, she said, I'm not that old, honey. Decades, I have been there, yes. So. oh, my goodness. Yeah, so check her out. Friday mornings, health and well-being, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And on Sunday evenings, Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday. So be sure and check it out. When you go to the home, heal your body and your soul. So. That is the show for today. Thank you so very much. Well, that's the part of the Teen Talent Contest. The Teen Talent Contest, that part has ended, but we will still be here talking about things that matter to you, especially as it relates to our children. Because when you said this information is so valuable that the universities have decided that we can get a degree in it. God gave you naturally. Why are you going to an institution, number one, to pay them, number one, number two, to get in debt? Because I tell, and this is what I want everyone who's listening to share, this information right here that I'm going to share with you. Do not tell your parents, do not mortgage their house to get funding for you. What they can do is send me a text, and I will send you the information that you need where you can. I put myself through college, and my parents weren't rich. I didn't even know who my daddy was, and my mama was gone. So I had to figure out a way. I wanted to get to college because my sister told me in order to be in radio or TV, you need a degree. So I said, let me go get a bachelor's degree. I didn't have any money. I'm working 3 jobs, going to school full-time, and it's killing me. But somebody told me about an organization that you can go to that will give you grants. I mean, they have grants for daughters of left-handed farmers. All kind of crazy things. And I was like, what? Let me tell you. Oh, nobody. Yes. And they exist. Because the money's there. This is in America. Why do you think people breaking their necks to get here? They heard. Well, they get a little disappointed when they get here, when they see reality. But there are some things that still exist that make available. So if you're interested in going to college and you don't want to spend a dime, text college, not TTC. TTC is for the Teen Talent Contest. But if you want to get information on how not to pay for college, send me a text at this number, 312-383-9749. Now, there's also a program that I'm very thankful for, Viata, for adding me to the program, because I just got my card yesterday and I'm trying to pull that up and show it to you, but I don't know where it went. So anyway, if you are interested in earning some money, the NBA has the official bank online. And it's called Sophie. And Viata sent me this about a month ago, and I was a little overwhelmed with work playing catch-up, and I didn't do it until just this past week, and I got my card in the mail already. Can you see that? Yeah, so I earned $75 just by signing up, and you can do the same, and I can send you a link to sign up, and you can get the same too. How about that? And just remember, you learned that here on the Higher Learning Network TV show and the Female Solution podcast. How about that? So get your Sophie card. Text me. How about text money to 312-383-9749. Text me that word, M-O-N-E-Y, and I will definitely give that information to you. We do hope that you have enjoyed this part of the show, but it's time for our next commercial break. Send those votes in, 515, oh Lord have mercy, hlntv@gmail.com, and the show is sponsored by StreamYard. And thanks for sharing. And that was former NBA player Terry Cummings, who came out to one of our events, and we were very grateful. He was being honored here in Chicago. And I had no idea. That man was so tall. You know, especially when you're sitting down, I'm looking up at him like this. It's like he's like 6'8 or something like that. He is awfully tall. But he is as gentle as he is tall. That's what I love about it. And he's real people. And I didn't know that he was an ordained minister. Get out of here. Oh, no. Yeah. Yes. And I was so happy to see that, because in the NFL and the NBA, there is so much treachery. And the fact that he got out, because Satan runs this world. Yes. And as Viata would say, you don't have to choose anyone. You can just choose to be in tune with nature. Because if you go sit outside and do some grounding, you will get downloads. You think the computer give you downloads. You think this thing here is tweaking 24/7. Baby, when the downloads start coming, see, I didn't know this when I was young, when I was your age, when I was in my teens, tweens, and tops. I didn't know any of this, but I know it now, and I'm here. It is my responsibility as an elder to share that information. Now, what you do with it is on your own. But you think about it when you're in the midst of chaos. Man, if I had to just listen to what she said to you, start with 5 minutes a day. I spend an hour in the morning. You know why? Because I cheat. Because the first 30 minutes, I'm in the massage chair. Yes. Just to be still and listen. I try to get an hour. I don't always get an hour, but I get at least 30 minutes because I have a massage chair that has it'll go on for 10 minutes. And yesterday I got out of bed and I couldn't walk. So that's why I say I walk every day, because I have back issues. And if I don't walk, I really won't be able to walk. But I think I slept wrong. I should have slept on the floor. Anyway, I digress. I do that sometimes. And you get to choose, because you got to wake up. And the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is what? Stretch and give thanks that you can stretch, because somebody woke up somewhere and can't move. What if you woke up in the morning and couldn't move? You'd be like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? So give thanks. Gratitude opens the door for more. Gratitude opens the door for more. Let us say thank you. On Monday morning mindfulness, that is what we practice. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank us. And I am very grateful. What you're looking at, if you're not on the switchboard, if you are on the switchboard, you can't see what I'm showing on the screen. This is our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project. And if you scroll through, you'll see where we go out every Friday We go grocery shopping on Thursday, and we go out every Friday. And this is Tony delivering the goods. I'm not going to go through it. You can go through it yourself later. And this is Tony. No, this is us going underground after we've been upstairs at Kent City on Disc Plains Avenue between Taylor and Roosevelt Road. That's where that is. This is Lower Wacker Drive. This is in the car. This is really funny. I was glad to see that. And this is just a copy of the meal. So I let our donors know that this is what you can expect. You are going to see where your money is going. We are not getting money and going out shopping. That is not what we do. That is not who we are. We're not worried about the IRS and the government. We're concerned with the good that we do on this planet to help others, because there is something, a power higher than ourselves is saying, what are you doing with the gifts, talents, and abilities that I gave you? Are you going to go give away 8 hours of your day, 8, 10, 12, 16 hours of your day every day, give it in exchange for your talents? Okay, after that, then what are you going to do? You sure don't. Strangers will help you when people in your family won't help you all the time. And I am just so very grateful. I'm grateful now, but I wasn't grateful when I was homeless. So that is one of the reasons why we do what we do, because not only the fact that I was homeless, my little brother was homeless too, and he was in Kent City and murdered in 2019, and all the people showed up at his funeral, and I was just so overwhelmed. They said, please keep in contact with us. So I take them food every week. I mean, it doesn't. Community, right. Right. And that he was called the mayor of Tent City. And I was like, really? Oh, okay. Y'all say so. Y'all okay with it? I'm okay with it, too. But I just wanted to share that with you. And this is how you can donate if you would like to. It's tax deductible. Cash App is Zelda Speaks. The number 2, Venmo, Higher Learning Network, NFP, or Zelda Speaks, either one of those. And for Zelle, you need to text me. I will give you, send me that information, 312, what's that number, 312-383-9749, and I'll put that up there. And for PayPal, HigherLearningNW@yahoo.com. Text me at that number, 312-383-9749, the same number that you text me at to get the money, the Sophie money, same number, 312-383-9749, and we will arrange to have it picked up. And you can always just go there and drop off food, and, you know, I know some people are scared, but if watching the news, listening to television, those people are not the same people as you, so you don't want to be by them. Man asked me for a hug the other day, and I'm like, sure. I gave him a big old plate full of food. He was like, can I just give you a hug? I'm like, sure, you can hug me. That man probably hadn't had a hug in a year. Yeah. And if he did smell, I didn't know, because I got chronic sinusitis. I wasn't going to smell it no way, so it really didn't matter. I just thought I'd share that because, I mean, you don't have to be afraid of people. And if you got some food for them, we definitely want to get it. So if you have some food or donations, because they needed blankets. We got blankets. Thank you for the blankets. Thank you for the blankets. Thank you for the blankets. We gave out blankets yesterday. Yes. So when you're cold, what'd you say, Tony? Blankets and food. Yes, I always talk about food. Yeah. Giving food, yeah, and that's on I think that's on our YouTube. It's on our Instagram page. Oh, I forgot about the Instagram page, Higher Learning TV Show, because on that page we show what we've been working on too. And the what was it called? Higher Learning TV Show. I can't remember. Higher Learning TV Show. I'm gonna pull that up so you can see it because. It shows the other work that we do. We've got, this is a new screen, new page. So please, thank you, Tony. So please go to it and see. That's Instagram. If you are not on it, you can get on it today. How about that? That's Instagram.com/ Higher Learning TV Show. This young man I met Thursday, at the Giordano's Pizza. My niece was here from Springfield, and I went to have lunch with them. I haven't posted those pictures yet, but I'm working on it. And this is from, I can't see. Oh, that was from the Bidwiz game. You know I'm a Bidwiz queen. But this is from the homeless. So I posted some pictures there. But there's some for our CEO superheroes. There they are. And also from our other classes. And there's more footage from the homeless. There's just a lot of footage there, so. Share it and share it to your friend. Oh, this brother here, Yaki, you got to hear him. And this is from our Betty Shabazz International Charter School with our outstanding students. All of them are simply phenomenal. Thank you, young people, for showing me that even though I came to you as a podcast instructor, I leave as a student. Because every day I go there, they are teaching me more than I ever wanted to know. And a lot of it is not about them. It's about me. That's why I always listen to some comedy before I go to bed. Always. I turn on, I got to hear me some Lunell. That's grown folks. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Tommy Davidson, Martin, anybody, Dave Chappelle, anybody. I got to hear me some because I need to laugh myself to sleep. Yeah. I don't want to think about all the drama that went on during the course of the day. No, I need sleep and restful sleep. It's not like a commercial, a TV commercial, yeah, back in the day. Anybody but you. Mm-hmm. Hello. And you wonder why things are the way they are. Hour of power. See, that's why I love the female solution, because I have learned over a period of years that it is not what you, what I came to teach, it's what I came to learn. And in the appearance of a teacher, because we're all students. If you're breathing, you're a student, because you're still here to learn something. I hear people sometimes when you say, how you doing? They're like, I'm still here. And I was like, wow. And that is it. They want to go, but they don't know how to, they don't know what to do. And as Baba Kwame says, as Baba Kwame says, the elders are upset with us because they are here to give us, I'm sorry, not the elders, the ancestors are upset with us because they are here to guide us. And they, and we can't hear them because we always have earplugs in our ears and we're always on the phone and we're always on the TV, so they can't even get to us. How do I know this to be true? I've had too many accidents where I should not be on this planet, and I know that there's a greater power out there. Anytime you roll over in a car 12 times and you're going north on the expressway going to Minnesota and the car flips over 12 times and you get out and walk out the car, it wasn't your time, so that means you got some work to do. So if anything has happened to that, to, like that to you, don't say, oh, my God, I almost got killed. Give thanks. That's the first thing you do is say, show me what it is that I need to do. I'm very grateful I'm alive. I'm grateful.
You're all right about now.
Tony. And being at peace is always a challenge when you have a loved one that has left you, because we have been taught on this planet to mourn the physical presence, and we have not been taught to celebrate the spirit or the soul. So that is what we are doing next weekend in honor of a phenomenal young woman who has left the planet. Her name is Mrs. Doris Ford. This is an article that was wrote by Chinta Strasberg, a fellow journalist, and she says Mrs. Doris Ford died at 83 in the arms of her husband on their 65th wedding anniversary. Can you believe that? That is powerful. And it goes on to tell a little story here. It says Doris Ford, the 83-year-old wife of Edward Ford, they call him Eddie Ford. Tony used to work for him back in the day. She passed 11:47 a.m. Wednesday, April 17th, in their Jackson Park Highland home in the arms of her husband on her 65th wedding anniversary. Mrs. Ford was born on a farm in Opequila, Alabama, to a family of 8 children. Her parents migrated to Chicago when she was 9 years old. Mrs. Ford graduated from Parker High School, and they eventually met at Grand Ballroom, 63rd Cottage Grove, at a dance. How about that? 63rd Cottage. It was love at first sight, said Mr. Ford. She was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. We were married April 17th, 1959. Yeah, half of y'all wasn't even born then. Okay, well, I was. Anyway, Mrs. Ford helped her husband. Yeah, I'm old geezer and I'm loving it. Mrs. Ford helped her husband run the only, get this, the only African-American jeweler shop on Chicago's Jewelers Row District on Wabash Avenue for 50 years. The only black man of color. He said, she was my right hand, he said in a very soft voice. Her daughter, Alana Ford, my mother was not only beautiful, but she could do anything, sew, paint the whole house, and she was a socialite. She says, my mother was a very gracious woman, a great woman who never complained about anything when she was sick. Wow, who does that? Mrs. Ford will lay in state Thursday, May 2nd from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Unity Funeral Park, 4114 South Michigan Avenue. And visitation for Mrs. Ford will be held on Friday, May 3rd, followed by an 11 a.m. Mass at St. Philip Neri Catholic Church at 2132 South 72nd Street, and the burial will be private. But I just had to show that to you because that is the wife of Mrs. Eddie Ford, and that information is on our YouTube page. Actually, I'm sorry, YouTube, not YouTube. I get all these pages mixed up. And died in his arms. And died in his arms. Yeah. I'm gonna get out of you. And this is just something funny I want to show you all. We've talked about leaving the planet, so let's talk about... I just had to share that with you. I just thought that was funny. And you don't need a whole lot of food. I look at the food that other people bake, and the plates are overwhelming, and I get that because they can save some for next time. But we don't pile food on that plate, and I've learned to do that because not only, number one, it's not healthy to have all that food in your system because it bogs you down. Why do you think we're so fat? Why? Yeah, I said it. I call myself fat because I ain't as fat as I used to be, but I'm still fat. I got some sea moss that will flush all of that right out of you. I promise you, because I put moringa in it, and moringa curbs your breath, your hunger. Moringa, ashwagandha, it's so many of them over there. I can't even think of them. But anyway, I take that every day, so I'll bring you some. You'll be just yes. Now she's pregnant with life. She's pregnant with life. So are we going to take our last commercial break? Because, yeah, we're like five, we're a few minutes over. And when we come back, I'm going to share something. I just got to share. Contest is over, but I got to share it. I'm sorry.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com. And worrying is what you do when you don't have the tools and the technique to know how not to worry. I have been a worry war all my life. All my life. And I finally figured it out. But I had to have an accident in order to do that. And so now, and that is the mindfulness stress relief. If you worry and you want some help on not to worry, then you can text me at 312-382-9741. Where's that music coming from, Naima? Okay, good. Why is it repeating itself? We don't need that. Yeah, and while you do that, maybe I'll play another quick promo. Because if you want to learn podcasting, we can teach you. And that was our
and
that was
and that
was
and that was and that was
Yep, it's gone. Wonderful. So if you want to learn how to podcast, because we're learning that not only students want to learn, adults want to learn too. We could teach, we're putting together a program for adults as well. So you can text the word podcast to 312-383-9749, because I'm learning that people want to learn how to make money off of podcasting, and that's what we do. Been doing it for the last 12, 13 years, so we can show you a few things, for you, show you a few tricks of the trade, okay? And while you're texting, be sure if you want to make that money that, excuse me, I got from Sophie. You can make some money too. Got my card in the mail from Sophie. I forgot to take my little sticker thing off there. Yeah, but text the dollar sign to 312-383-9749 so I can show you how to, so I can send you a text on how you can make some money too off of Sophie. Everybody's making, I was like, why am I the last person? No, you're not the last person. There's a whole lot of people you know is watching this that's not, is not taking advantage of getting this free money. So now you know what you're going to do. Share it with somebody and have them send me a link, and I'll send them a link too. And that way you can get money for referring them. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Just thought I'd share that with you. And if you are, well, if you want to learn how to podcast, why do my words keep going over there? That's because I'm looking over there. If you want to learn how to become a podcaster, go to higherlearningnetwork.org and you'll see what's it called, the page that says resources. And let me get rid of this for just a second and pull that up so that you can see it. When you go to higherlearningnetwork.org, you will see this. You'll see home, and you will then go over to, in the upper right hand corner, you see that? Well, where the logo is, you can't see it right now. But in upper right hand corner, there's where's resources? Well, you know, I can't see it because the whatchamajigum is in the way. So you can just type in resources, and this is what'll pop up. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to type it. It'll already be there. Just go to the blog, and you'll see it. See where it says Higher Learning Network resources, daily self care. You can get the podcasting training needs analysis. We need to know who you are and who you want to market to. So you just don't get on here and start talking and expect people to show up. That's not how it works. There's a whole system, and we teach you what that system is. So you want to go to higherlearningnetwork.org/resources, and you can fill out the podcast training needs analysis. If you need stress relief needs, you can do that too. And there's lots of other resources. Free black therapy, because you know some of y'all need to talk to somebody. Because you holding in all that stuff, and it ain't doing nothing but making you sick, putting issues in your tissues. You when you got a headache, backache, joints ache, everything hurts. Get you some therapy, child. And for nonprofit, ChicagoFurnitureBank.org, free furniture for you. And then these services online. So there's just lots of information. So just go there and always see that what's available for you. And then you can thank me later, okay? And thank us, thank the ancestors, because I listened and they said, put that up there on the page, Zelda, and I do as I am instructed, because I've been rolled over in the car a couple of times, and I didn't, so I know I got worse, I got other things I got to do, so you do it too, share it. Sharing is caring, remember that? All righty. No excuse. No excuse. You got this on all day. All day, every day. Go to Google. Type in some stuff. Find out some things. Something somewhere going to pop up. Just because you don't know doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And let me tell you, yesterday when we delivered to Lower Wacker Drive, too, we go there as our last stop, and these two guys came out that we'd never seen before, and they were young, like in their 20s, and they were clean-shaven, too. And I'm thinking to myself, what are two young boys doing down here? They don't look old and scraggly and hungry and head, you know, unshaved. They look like they should have been on their way to class or to work somewhere. So the thought automatically comes to my mind from my limited perspective from back in the day. They're not really homeless. I don't know if they're down here investigating or if they're what. I don't know. You know, those are the thoughts that are going around in my head. And then, because we have been conditioned by media to think a certain way about a certain type of people. The ancestors stepped on my shoulder and said, no, baby girl, that ain't how this works. Even though they could be agents to see, because there's a lot of homeless people coming up missing and things of that nature. So they could be investigators, but they could also be homeless. Because I know some women and some men who are homeless. They go sleep in their cars, and you would look at them dressed 9 to 5. You would never know that they were homeless. No, they don't. So keep that in mind when you are looking at people who don't have what you have. And do yourself and the planet a favor and share what you have. Because sharing is caring. And somebody had your back when you wasn't even thought of. You weren't even listened to. Somebody was looking out for you and you didn't even know it. And you don't have to know who they were. Just know that somebody looked out for you. And your blessings very seldom come from the direction you think they're coming from. Never, ever, ever. Just remember, so as ye give, so shall ye receive. Well, Zelda, you quoting Bible scriptures? Yeah, I might be, but I also know about universal law. And I know that what you give, you get back threefold. Because every time I give something, you know what, every time the thought comes to me to give, I follow it. And, sometimes I won't have what I think I need to have, and I'll just say, well, Spirit told me to give it, so I'm going to give it. Next day, I give $5 a day. Next thing I know, I got $50 tomorrow. And I was like, where'd this come from? I wasn't expecting this. It just showed up. And I was like, oh. So over a period of time, I begin to see that if I believe that so as I give, I will receive, then that belief is like a magnet because it draws to me what I need. And the same thing will happen to you, but you got to believe it first. You got to believe in sharing because sharing is caring, and I say that all the time. And what you are storing away, and I hate to say it, but I am glad to see that the what we see as valuable currency in this country is coming to an end because the monetary system is all about sharing. That's the video I was trying to pull up, and they wouldn't let me show it. I see that. They don't want you to know. But, Naima, you talk about it all the time, the new monetary system. Please explain that before we go off the air. And as you can see, we have the website up here for those who are on the switchboard and can't see. You can go to theserviceonline.org, and it gives you a five-step outlet, how to create a money-free life. And that video that I was trying to pull up earlier, they didn't want you to see that. That's why that was blocked. But they didn't know that we had this already up here, service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. Because that's what we do, because we are tired of paying to live when the Earth is free.
Right.
At all times. And you have to ask yourself, why are they giving us a phone? Why do they want us to have a phone? You don't care. You don't care nothing about us. What you do care about is how we spend our dollars. Because I used to wonder why the whatever I've been looking for t-shirt, shoes, or whatever online, or batteries, or film equipment, and it'll always show up in my email. Oh my God, is this showing up on it? Because everything you do on these computers are tracked. Everything. Do you read my lips? Everything. One is no better than the other. We're not going to get into that Apple versus Android, because it's all a trick for all of us, so don't even go there. Hello. And as the sister that came on and she said, no, honey, they're not Democrats, they're Demoncrats. I was like, wow. I never. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly what they are. Yes, we do. And thank you for using your power, knowing that you have it and sharing it and not expecting anything in return. And I just want to share this with you because this is just so funny. I just thought it would just end the show on a high note. And no, we do not own the music. We do not own the rights to this music, but I want our audience to enjoy it. And a very special thanks to Mrs. Deborah Smith, host of the third Saturday on the Female Solution, Move Around with Deborah from 12 until 2 p.m. She'll be back here with us three weeks from now. But thank you so very much for your continued dedication to seeing that people don't go hungry, because to see those smiles on their faces when we show up with that food, baby, it's like Christmas time. I feel like Santa Claus, and I don't even believe in Santa Claus, but I just thought I'd share that with you. And you know what? Life goes on, and the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. Bring it home, girls. Do what y'all do.
Very much.